Director Banks?
Here.
Director Moore? Director Cradle?
Here.
Director Wiseman?
Here.
Chairman, the quorum is physically present. In addition, Director Cradle would like to attend this meeting by phone. He's prevented from attending due to a business matter, which is an approved reason for participation.
Okay, and there was a motion for Director Cradle, and it was approved, so we'll move on.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Directors. Finance has two items on the agenda this morning. First item is a resolution which increases the upper limit for merchant card service agreements with FTPS Holding LLC, previously Fifth Third Bank credit card processor, American Express and Discover, for the period beginning January 2008 and ending December 31, 2010, increasing that upper limit by $11 million from $25 million to $26 million. The existing merchant card contracts with Fifth Third, American Express, and Discover are utilized to process credit card payments for bypass replenishments, violations, and other miscellaneous payments. Patty Kern, our fiscal operations manager, has a PowerPoint presentation that will walk you through some of the events that have occurred in terms of increased bypass usage, that have driven the need to increase the upper limit of the contract. These amounts are budgeted in the 2000.
The total processes about $500 million in credit card transactions every year. 95% of our IPS users use credit cards to replenish, and about 60% of our violators use credit cards to pay their violations. We accept four credit cards: Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover, and our credit card fees are about $10 to $12 million per year. This chart shows the growth in credit card fees from 2002 to 2009. Back in 2002, we were paying a total of about $2.5 million a year, and we're currently up to about $11.5 million a year. The contract we're asking for an increase on is actually three separate contracts. We have a contract with American Express, we have a contract with Discover, and we have a contract with Fifth Third Bank. American Express and Discover will deal directly with merchants, but Visa and MasterCard require that the merchants use the services of an acquiring bank to process their transactions. So in 2007, we issued an RFP to obtain the services of this acquiring bank that's required by Visa MasterCard. So therefore, that RFP, it covered the Fifth Third's fees only, not the interchange fees. The interchange fees are set by the credit card companies. In response to that RFP, there were four bidders. Only three were responsive, and Fifth Third was the lowest bidder, and the other two bidders were substantially higher. So therefore, in 2007, the resolution was approved for $25 million for 3 years, which was what our forecast of the fees was at that time. This shows the growth of credit card transactions since 2005. We've more than doubled our credit card transactions. Mm-hmm. Our average credit card processing fee is 2.31%. That's computed over all four card rates and various rates, for which we can pay up to like 50 different types of rates depending on the type of transaction. And this also includes Fifth Third's fee. The costs have increased for several reasons. The IPS program has grown considerably since we placed this contract. The IAG traffic has grown substantially, the interagency group, the 22-group consortium. And in February of 08, we eliminated the postpaid commercial IPS program and converted those accounts to a prepaid basis, which increased our credit card fees substantially. even though our fees have increased, this is a comparison of our rate to a normal retail biller who bills like monthly service fees. And our rate is substantially lower. It's a very favorable rate. We have done some benchmarking with other agencies. This is a sampling of some of the IAG agencies that responded. They're all pretty similar in practices. Some have a little bit lower rate, some have higher. Overall, their average rate is 2.45% compared to our 2.31. We asked them what their average rate was. We asked them if they accepted ACH, which is an alternate form of payment that we have examined in the past, and very few do. We also asked if they imposed any kind of account fee to recoup some of these costs, and you can see a few of them do. But in general, most of them really don't have any special programs to try to recoup these costs. They look at it as a cost of doing business. Some of the options to reduce our fees, we were recently informed by Fifth Third that there is a potential to save maybe about $600,000 annually in our commercial category. And this would be require us to provide more detail to the processor, which we're going to look into this. It would require software development to change our system to be able to send that information, but we are going to review that. We looked into a credit card convenience fee, but the credit card industries do not permit you to do that for recurring transactions, and the bulk of our transactions are the automatic replenishment of iPass. I mean, other options would be to not accept the credit cards and take checks and cash, but that's, there's a manual processing cost there. It's an inconvenience to our customers, so we don't feel that that's a practice we would want to promote. We do accept debit cards. Approximately 27% of our transactions are debit cards. The PIN-based debit cards are substantially cheaper than credit cards. However, we don't have the capability to do PIN-based, and our PIN, and that would be a very small option to us because it would only apply to people that walk in to a service center. The bulk of our credit card transactions are the iPass automatic replenishment, which wouldn't be affected by a PIN-based. So most of our, we do accept debit cards, but they're processed as a credit card. As I said, we've also looked at an ACH option. It is substantially cheaper than credit cards. It's a direct pull from a patron's bank account. It doesn't use a card. It's a system that's set up where the patron authorizes you to transfer the funds out of their checking account. We a couple of years ago, Business Systems prepared a cost benefit model of that payment option. And looked at even a low acceptance rate, a medium acceptance rate, and a high rate. And it was going to be more than 5 years to pay back the system cost to develop. And our feeling was that we don't feel that it would be highly accepted by the patrons. EFT, electronic funds transfer, is another option. It's similar to ACH. We currently accept that, but only a very few of our patrons, mostly commercial, will use that. Are there any questions?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand about the fee. New York, New Jersey Port Authority, and Maryland do charge a fee, but
they charge an iPass account fee, not a credit card fee. They charge a fee to all of their iPass, their transponder accounts, as a means to recoup some of their costs.
Regardless of what form of payment,
they just impose a monthly fee on the account.
In the industry, typically, they'll charge for the sale of the transponder to help recover for that cost, or they'll charge a monthly maintenance fee. Indiana, I think, is $1 a month is what they're currently charging for the iZoom, and that's similar standard across the system. We are actually the only member of the EDPAS consortium that doesn't do this one.
How many IPS accounts do we have?
2.9 million accounts over 3.9, or did we cross 4 million?
No, 3.9 million. 3.9 million transfers.
We'll cross over 4 million transplants this year.
But we have 3 million
accounts.
Accounts.
Yes.
So many accounts have three transponders, multiple transponders.
So these other roads bill 3 million accounts a dollar a month?
Correct.
A lot of money.
It is. And the transponders cost $24 a piece.
Right.
So we currently give those to our customers for a deposit and get that back. So, yes, that is a significant, the earlier decisions of the board, the agency has been that this is a congestion relief effort. We really want to make sure that there's a high adoption rate of the transponders. And we want to push that through. But at some point,
it seems like we should at least try to look into recoup the cost of the credit card.
We can go deeper into looking at what, like, SOS, the Secretary of State's office does to recover the cost of individual transactions, as well as, if you want, we can come back to the board with a deeper presentation on similar agencies and how they actually charge fees.
I don't think it would hurt. And one of the things, Mike, just to add, one of the things that we have looked at closely is, as Patty mentioned, was the customer service fee. And some of the other state agencies are allowed to charge a customer service fee on the transaction because it's a non-recurring transaction. It's one where it's a one-time transaction. The credit card companies allow for the merchant to apply that fee. In our case, because it's an automatic hit, recurring as you need replenishment, to go the customer or the credit card companies do not allow those fees to be attached.
Well, how do others do it so that they can charge an account? Don't they have a recurrence? How do they set it up?
No, they set it up basically by having basically do the customer service fee. That's that's how they're recouping their costs by that dollar or $1.50 a month customer service.
And the account fee as opposed to an actual fee
associated with the actual drawing down of the credit card.
But
okay.
It's still being charged.
But it's
a fixed agreed upon monthly fee that comes with the contract versus a percentage of that transaction for replenishment. So
it gets paid through their credit card.
Correct.
Right. It's
drawn,
but it's an account. Okay. Well,
we can come up. We've looked at it in the past. Throughout the discussion, so we can give you a presentation on what other states are doing on fees versus sale of transponders versus the cost of the transaction, see if there's some appropriate breaking points or at least so you know we can make informed decisions.
Director Morris, did you join?
Yes. I'm on here. Chairman Banks, I looked into this and I think we're kind of stuck approving this, which is really has nothing to do with whether or not we charge. But I think we do need to look at this over the next year, either in Finance Committee or one of the other ones. But I think we just need to do this so we can process.
Anything else? Any other comments?
I would just add one thing. We're asking for an upper limit increase to $36 million. The current budget would accommodate up to 35.1, but not knowing the precise amount of revenue that we collect via credit card, we wanted to leave some room in the contract to accommodate that contingency.
This is Bill Morris. If it's all right with the attorney, I can make the motion. If not, that's all right, too.
It is all right. The committee has approved your presence via telephone, It's certainly appropriate for you to participate fully.
So, Director Morris.
I make a motion. We approve this as presented.
Director Morris made the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, thanks.
Item 2 is a resolution providing for assignment of the current financial advisory agreement with PFM Inc. to PFM Asset Management LLC. For the purpose of providing swap advisory services to the tollway on our upcoming refinancing transaction. PFM Asset Management LLC is an affiliate of PFM Inc., and the affiliates share common ownership and management. the firms actually responded jointly to the RFP that established the pool for financial advisory services, but the existing contract was approved and executed with DFM Inc. and did not specifically identify DFM Asset Management LLC as the swap advisor. So finance recommends approval of this assignment. Questions?
Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
I'll make a motion on that. Check it out with Mike, and this makes sense.
Okay. Now, there was a motion. Director Morris, would you second?
Yes.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay. Thank you.
It'll be brought to the board. Thank you. Any further, Mr. Phil?
No, that's it. Thank you.
I guess I skipped over information technology. Nothing first.
Thank you. IT has one item for your consideration this month on the consent agenda. The item is a resolution requesting approval for a third amendment to an existing commercial tower co-location agreement with Business Only Broadband for a communications tower located at M8 in Naperville. This amendment will allow Business Only Broadband to install two additional antennas and transmission lines for the purpose of expanding their presence and their business. The original agreement was approved by the Board of Directors at the January 25th, 2007 board meeting. The first amendment was approved at the June 26th, 2008 board meeting, and the second amendment was approved at the June 25th, 2009 board meeting. So basically they're expanding their business, and as a result they have to add more equipment, and they need our permission to proceed.
Is there an increase?
There's an increase in the monthly fees. It goes from $1,446 to $2,106 per month.
Okay, questions or comments? Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bring it up to the board. And then moving on to legal.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have two items for your consideration for the consent agenda. Item one is a proposed intergovernmental agreement with DuPage County under which the tollway will do bridge repairs on a county bridge over I-355. The county will pay all costs associated with the improvements, approximately $250,000.
Okay. Sounds reasonable. Motion to approve.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Thank you. And the second item.
The second item is a proposed settlement of a personal injury lawsuit arising from an accident involving a tollway vehicle. Given the liability posture of the case and the amount of the medical expenses incurred by the plaintiff, the settlement is in the tollway's best interest.
The council is recommending that the board approve this?
It is.
Questions? Motion to approve the settlement?
So moved.
A motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Settlement will be brought to the board.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No other.
Any further for the board?
All procurement.
No procurement.
No,
Mr.
Chairman.
Thank you. Again, not toilet paper.
For the record, the tollway didn't create any new obligation to pay for any services in February that exceeded $32,600. The tollway is exceeding with the rest of the state the mandates to control costs, and deferring that the purchases were possible and only purchasing critical items when necessary. There are four criteria items.
I thought you might miss me.
Very expedition.